Mr. Judge, Daniel Kelly, Ernesto Pedrona here. Absent is Ms. Armbruster, Dr. Petrie, and Mr. Thomas. We have four members of our seven-member board. We have a quorum. If we could please rise for an invocation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to be here tonight. We ask for your guidance in all that we do, and we pray in the most precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Unfinished business, item number A. Under this item, I will request if Ms. Bett could give us some language that we need to use for this motion, please.
Certainly. I would recommend that the motion before the board be worded as the following, that the board vote on acknowledging and accepting the resignation and retirement of Mr. Gillane and rescinding any prior determinations to terminate Mr. Gillane.
So moved. Do I have a second?
A second.
We have a motion and a second. Do we have any public comment? Okay. First up, please.
I'll be brief. This is not the first problem that we've had with parliamentary procedure. It has put these new board members in a very difficult position, and I'm aware of that. It was your first meeting, and it's a very poor way to start. You got very bad advice. Regardless of what one thinks of the director, he is a career employee, and he deserved to be treated better. And I'm disappointed that the board members who were praising the director before you went into executive session were somehow changed and took away a man's career. Having said that, I wish you much better luck. I hope that you have new leadership coming your way, because this is an important board, and you're good people and you're good volunteers. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Christine Menard. Danny Gallant has worked hard for this library and done a lot of good things, and I believe that he should get his full retirement with his annual leave and his sick leave, and I think that y'all owe him that.
Thank you.
I'm just going to echo what everybody else said. You treated a good employee unfairly for what I can see no reason, and you didn't even do it properly. You can all do better. Please do better.
Thank you.
I just want to say that the board really needs to make sure that they follow parliamentary procedures. I have addressed y'all previously on this in the past few years about the importance of Robert's Rules of Order and why they were established for these groups. That's very important. Also understanding open meetings laws and understanding, the public has a right to speak here and on any agenda item, whether you're in an executive session. When you come out, you cannot make a vote until you come out. So I think it's very, very important that you understand that you have to have the input of the public. That's part of the democratic process.
Thank you.
Lynette Mejia, I live in Karen Crow. In the same way that I commented at the last meeting that the new board members were not informed about the Northeast Library Project. It's pretty apparent that the new board members also were not informed about parliamentary procedure, which is a shame, because now this board is involved in yet another lawsuit. One of the things that replacing the board members was supposed to do for this library was provide some fiscal accountability. That doesn't seem to be the case if we're embroiled in multiple lawsuits. So it would be nice if we could have some of that. We could have some training for our board members with regards to Robert's Rules of Order. We could have some respect from the for the public that comes here and wants to find out, is interested in finding out about what's going on. And we could have some respect for the employees that come here every day and work hard. As Mary said, we all left because we saw that Danny's evaluation was on the agenda, but you all were praising him at the meeting. It didn't even occur to any of us that he would be fired that night. And so it was a shock to all of us. So I think that in the end, this boils down to a leadership issue, as many things, problems that we have with this board do. And so we're going to be calling for the parish council once again to step in and ask for the resignation of Mr. Judge. Thank you.
Next, please.
Good afternoon, everyone. Alton Trahan. I am the president of the 100 Black Men of Greater Lafayette. In 2021, whenever we got involved from the organizational standpoint into the Northeast Library.
I'm sorry, sir. That's not on the agenda?
No. What's on the agenda is, speaking of the unfinished business, then with the director.
Correct.
And the point that I'm. Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure we didn't. You're fine. Go ahead.
The only point I was making was that I never envisioned that whatever issue would arise would have came to the position we are today discussing Mr. Danny's termination. Now it seems like he's resigning. My experience with him and the staff and some of the board members was a great experience. My recommendation obviously wouldn't have been to terminate him. However, you guys have the decision to make. We don't. All I can tell you is that I appreciated the work that he did and his staff and everyone to get us to this point of hopefully getting the library built. So I'm not quite sure on the internal workings of the administration regarding the library system. But from our standpoint, what has been done to this day has been exceptional on his behalf. And that's what I'm here today to talk about, a man of character, a man that I believe that he should not have been treated the way he has. You know, he was. And unfortunately, I couldn't make that meeting because I would express the same sentiments. And I would have never would imagine that the outcome would have been what it was. I think he deserved more grace for the work and hard effort that he did. He did everything that everyone asked him to do. Number one is, particularly dealing with the issue, is how can we get to this point? So I'm just basically here today kind of discouraged for someone who's been in government for 33 years and someone who studied, I got a master's degree in public administration. This, the way things happen, definitely it's not in the textbooks, and it's definitely not in the standards of someone with character would even do or even have to experience. So I get you guys have to make a decision for whatever things you have before you in this situation, but I can tell you this should not have went down the way it did, not only for this library board of control, but for this community. We work hard in this community, and we the last thing we want to see is kind of what transpired and how you take an individual and treat him the way you did. Dignity matters, and I hope you guys, whatever you do tonight, decide that you consider that. Everyone deserves dignity, and I think no matter where you come from spiritually, that individual deserves that. So thank you for giving me time to speak tonight.
Thank you.
I know it's no secret why most of us are here. I think you already know that. And I am pleading for your goodness that is in, I think, I believe, in most of your hearts. I think that the firing of Danny has really caused, well, the last, that's certainly not the only one, but one of the last things that I think has really caused the public a sense of betrayal of what is happening here. With the exception of Robert Judge, I truly think most of y'all have a love of the library, but it is very hard to see with some of the decisions that's being made. And I am pleading to stop embarrassing our city by doing things that are crushing a public library that doesn't belong to you, but belongs to the public. And I know you know that, but I want to emphasize that this has to stop. I know you're volunteering. I would not want to be in your position, not even a little bit. So I'm just wanting to say on the record that this really has to stop. I beg you to give him what he needs, his sick days, everything that was taken from him. Please protect our library and not embarrass us anymore.
Thank you.
So the last time I was here speaking was probably about 2 years ago, maybe a year ago, and it was when the policy around the book displays came out. And that was a policy made by the executive director, and I disagreed with the policy a lot, and I spoke out against the policy. And yet, I still respected him as a person, and I respected the work that he's doing and that he's done. And I bring that up to just remind everyone, especially the board, what a tough position this man has been in. He's been in this job or been in the library system for 15 years, made a career out of people disagreeing with him, yelling at him, probably calling him some names sometimes, being mad at him, the ones he likes and what he doesn't like, all of that. And he put up with it week after week and day after day after day to run a stable library. And what it felt like to me for sure is that the rug was just pulled out under that stability. And the other thing I would like to say is that, you know, I'm a person who cares a lot about leadership. I'm a manager at my job. I care a lot about being a manager. And I can tell you I don't do a perfect job. Probably get in my people's business too much, overcommit us. What else do I do? I'm sure there are plenty of things that I do that is not their favorite, right? But I'll tell you what I don't do. I don't undermine them. If I see something that they're doing that I think we should do different, you know what I do? I sit down and I talk with them about it. I care about them. I express that and I work with them to move forward in the direction of our organization. And if there was ever a situation where it's getting in the realm of like, ooh, this might not be working out, that's not a one-time surprise. That's a conversation over a series of months of, hey, you're doing a good job. Just like you said, Robert, you said that he did a great job on the financials of keeping the library open. And so, okay, here's where you're doing good. Here's where you can use some improvement. So I just want, and the last piece on that I want to say is you still have an entire staff. You got two people, maybe three, I think, up here still sitting at that table. And God, please treat them right. We're going to be mad at them sometimes. You're going to be mad at them sometimes. That's okay. But treat them right. Treat them with the dignity that they deserve so we can all have the library system that we all deserve. Thank you.
Thank you. Start over. Okay.
Sure. Okay. I'm Andrew Duyon, and I'm a past member of the Board of Control. Also, I served on the selection committee when Danny was hired, and I thought he was our best candidate, and I still believe that he was the best candidate that we had out there. and I would have liked to have seen him have the opportunity to complete his term. Everybody didn't agree with Danny. I can't tell you the number of times that I've had to defend him to some of my friends and colleagues over here just because they feel passionately about a library, and Danny knows library science. He knows what the rights and the purposes of libraries are, but he had to walk that middle line. That's a very difficult job to do. I think he did a wonderful job for you all, and I think it's a travesty that he was treated this way. I think it's just not the way this should have been done. Now, I'll tell you, I want to quote something from the Bible, Proverbs. Pride goeth before the fall. And I find that's what's the problem that has occurred with this board, is that you guys and gals, Ms. Arsama, I don't know you, and you've just started, I understand. But what I'm saying is that you need to take advantage of the experience and the knowledge that has been out there before and has done these things. I offer that service to you. I would offer to serve on the next selection committee if you deem that appropriate. But the reason why I say the quote about pride is because not only the wealth of knowledge but from the community, you didn't even consult your own attorney about what was the problem with trying to conduct your business in executive session this way. Rookie mistake. Sorry. Anyway, I implore you, please treat Danny properly as he leaves and also give serious consideration to the next director. It's such an important position for this community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Colvain. That's you, Wayne. He can't hear. He can't hear good.
Okay, Wayne Colvin, Lafayette. Y'all seen me come up here many times before, and I've been coming up here for years trying to express ideas, ask questions, try and communicate with who's ever on the board, and some of you prior, but before even you came on the board, and because I want a dialogue, and I've tried to do it with the staff and everything. And these things go back years, you know, when I talk about Sunday closures way back. I wanted to discuss some of that, newspaper things. And I was trying to get information from the staff and everything. And the problem was, you know, it was just like no discussion was available.
Mr. Wayne, I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir.
Danny.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we're staying on topic of the item agenda. Which is the director's employment status.
Okay. Well, you know, he's been terse with me and very brief and refused to dialogue with me. He has my number, and I've asked these questions many times. He's come up here, and like on Tuesday's meeting at the parish council, we've laid out plans for the building, the acreage, the library size and everything. And why didn't all that be shared while we were up here talking about the Northeast Library? The communication just hadn't come from that, and I was disappointed, and from the whole library board saying, why didn't y'all just share this information, you know, and did y'all really know about it? And why waste your time if somebody's going to come up? Well, that's already been decided, and let's go on with it. So, you know, I was real frustrated, and he's written me some terse emails and some terse calls out of the blue when he thought, like, well, you shouldn't be discussing that. And well, so I took offense to some of that, and because all I wanted was a dialogue, you know. That's why I encourage y'all to, I gave you my telephone number, call me, my email, call me. Let's discuss this stuff. But, you know, it's kind of like a deep, dark secret. So, sorry.
All right, thank you. That's it? Okay. So we had a motion and a second. Do any board members have any comment?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Thomas, the chair recognizes Mr. Thomas.
So I want to thank everybody for coming out, because I believe this is truly, in my opinion, very sad concerning our director, because, of course, I had no knowledge that on Monday that he would be terminated. So I'm truly embarrassed to sit on this board because of how it operates. We are a volunteer board, and we generate more media coverage than the school board, the parish council, the city council, and that is crazy to me. So I don't know where this came from. I believe that Mr. Galane has been doing an amazing job. Of course, he has to work with the board. He also has to work with the parish administration and the councils. And we have never had a conversation that Mr. Galane was not doing a good job between board members. So this is truly shocking to me and very disappointing in my fellow board members. But I'm not sitting on this board. I don't think I'm ever surprised anymore, unfortunately, and that's not a good thing. So I'm not sure who would ever want to be the director of the library. I believe that Mr. Galane has given his heart to this job, and the main thing, and I've always wanted to focus on that as well, has been the staff, because they are the ones that are on the front line every single day serving the people of our community, and that is what matters. And Mr. Galane has built an amazing team who's always accessible to this board. Mr. Galane has always had an open door policy with this board. He's always answered our calls and emails. So when I wasn't here on Monday because of work obligations, it was just his yearly annual evaluation, so I was not expecting the outcome of that. And, of course, I had to find out, like many of you, through rumors and the news, and I'm the vice president of this board. So that just goes to show you what, you know, it doesn't mean much sitting on this board at all. So I'm just very disappointed. So
thank you, Mr. Thomas, for your honesty. I appreciate that. If there's no other comments from the board, we'll go ahead and take a call for a vote. I'd like, if Ms. Bate, if you could please repeat the motion that's on the floor.
On the floor before the board is a motion to recognize and accept Mr. Galane's resignation and retirement, and to rescind any previous determinations to terminate Mr. Galane.
All right, we had a motion and a second, and I'll call for a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. The next motion on the agenda is the appointment of the interim director. I'll make a motion that Ms. Sarah Monroe be appointed as the interim director for the library board for the next, it's a 6-month interim period until, and then it can be renewed if it goes past that. But for that 6-month period, I'll ask Sarah, do you want to talk about your salary or not?
I expect full salary.
Amen.
Okay. I will be doing his job and my job.
So that's fine. I wanted to let you make that call. So with the motion of Ms. Monroe being interim director, she would be paid the same salary as the director while she is functioning in that role. That's the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, the motion is and seconded. Do we have any public comment? Okay.
I'm sorry for the need for an acting director. I do have a great deal of respect for Sarah. She acquitted herself extremely well before the parish council, very articulate. She and Larry have worked hard. I spoke with them earlier today and found out, because I'm interested in this, that there are 11 vacant positions. People are not wanting to come to work for the library system. It's too volatile, it's too unrewarding, and it's too unsatisfying. It's also my understanding that that this is how Danny started, was as an acting director. I wish you well, Ms. Monroe, if confirmed. But I think it's a sad day that that this change has to be made, and we will all be watching. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate the fact that you're going to, that you have proposed to actually give the interim director's job to a librarian. I wasn't actually sure what to expect tonight. So thank you for that. I suggest that you treat Sarah with a little bit more respect than you treated Danny. Because I promise you, I've gone to librarians' conferences and talked to librarians from around the country, you're going to have a hard time filling this position. So hang on to Sarah. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'll be brief. Thank you for doing the right thing. I really want to praise James, because if I was sitting next to somebody that I disagreed with, that would be really hard. So thank you for doing the right thing. And I know that it might seem like people are spiteful or just want to fight, but I hope that you see through the passion of people who want this library to not just remain, but to thrive. And I just want to be on record saying that I do not believe that's possible under the leadership of Mr. Judge. I would like to see him resign.
Thank you. That's it? Okay, so we have a motion and a second. The motion is that Ms. Sarah Monroe will be appointed as the interim director. Along with that, she will assume those duties and also the salary that is for the director's salary as it currently is. And unless there's any board comment, I'll call for a vote. No? Okay, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Okay. That's all of the business that we have tonight, and we will adjourn.